Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it really become food, not just a snack, but that it be food for you to strengthen you to follow him more and more closely. I read from the second book of Kings, chapter 19, and it skips around between verse 9 and verse 36 in between there, so listen carefully. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, sent envoys to Hezekiah with this message: "Thus shall you say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let your God on whom you rely deceive you by saying that Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. You have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all other countries. They doomed them. Will you then be saved?" Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and spreading it out before him, he prayed in the Lord's presence, "O Lord, God of Israel, enthroned upon the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made the heavens and the earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and listen. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he had sent to taunt the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands and cast their gods into the fire. They destroyed them because they were not gods, but the work of human hands, wood and stone. Therefore, O Lord our God, save us from the power of this man, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God." Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent this message to Hezekiah: "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, in answer to your prayer for help against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have listened. This is the word the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you, laughs you to scorn, the virgin daughter of Zion. Behind you she wags her head, daughter Jerusalem. For out of Jerusalem shall come a remnant, and from Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not reach this city, nor shoot an arrow at it, nor become before it with a shield, nor cast up siege works against him. He shall return by the same way he came, without entering the city, says the Lord. I will shield and save this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David." They were really very challenging times. And it continues in conclusion. It says, "That night the angel of the Lord went forth and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, broke camp and went back home to Nineveh." My goodness, brothers and sisters, God was there. God is there for all of us. We may not have such major situations as that was, but my goodness, turn to God first whenever you're troubled, whenever you have a difficulty of any kind. The first person turn to is God, and just say, "Lord, help me to think this through. Help me do what I should do." And I don't mean God's going to come down and say words to you, but if you just stay quiet, or you give yourself, even to the next day, keep your ears tuned, and you won't, it's not that you'll hear a voice, but what comes in your mind is, "Oh my goodness, there's the answer to my problem." And God does that. We hear from him later. It's all right. Or we are able to hear him is probably more like it. But he will help us, brothers and sisters. Help me to believe you, O Lord. Lord, help me to believe you and not the enemy. because the enemy certainly tries in every way to dig his foot in the situation and try to lead you astray. Please just listen. Now, Psalm 48, God upholds his city forever. Great is the Lord and holy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, fairest of heights, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, the recesses of the north, is the city of the great King. God is with her castles. Renowned is he as a stronghold. O God, we ponder your mercy within your temple. As your name, O God, so also your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Of justice, your right hand is full. I encourage you to read that psalm over and again until the truth of that sinks into your soul. Not just, oh yeah, yeah, I read that, but read it slowly. God is very near you right now, brothers and sisters, because he loves you much. He is our stronghold. He's the one to help save us or to save us. Lean into the Lord whenever something difficult happens first. Just pause for a moment and say, Lord, lead me. Lord, help me so that I don't say what I shouldn't say, that I get some wisdom that I need to have right now, or sorrow. Lord, help me to get through this time. Be near to me. And now we look at the Gospel of Matthew. The verse before that says, I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Don't just make God a side thing. If you ever think about it, maybe once a week, put God in the center of your life. Certainly your husband or your wife are right there, but please put God in the center of your life. And always say to him, when something comes that's hard, one way or another, just say, Lord, help me. Just be quiet even for a minute. Help me. And believe me, God will show you the right direction to go. It might come the next day, might come 2 days from that or three. But if you listen, something will happen. And you'll say, oh, that's it. That's it. God does love us. Matthew chapter 7, verses 6 and then 12 to 14. Jesus said to his disciples, do not give what is holy to the dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few. In comparison, if you're looking at the whole world, there's not a lot of people who really listen to God's word. Become one of them. Listen, pray, and God will help you in whatever circumstances you're in. He may give you a word 5 days later. Whatever the case may be, just don't say after a day, oh, God's not going to talk to me. Just listen. St. Aloysius, as I bring this little program to a close, he wrote this, you are made for God and obliged to tend towards him because of your being, your redemption, your vocation. From this you will conclude that you are bound not only to abstain from every evil deed, but even from those that are indifferent and useless, and on the contrary, to make every endeavor that all your actions, interior and exterior, may be virtuous, so that you may always draw nearer to God. Afterwards, In order to descend more to particulars in serving God, you must establish within yourself these three principles. First, that by the vocation of the members, he goes on to speak of the Society of Jesus, and you are called to follow the standard of Christ and of his saints. So, brothers and sisters, he goes on to talk about, lead a religious and spiritual life. I don't mean to be holding the rosary up so everybody can see it. I don't mean necessary hours in the chapel during the week. I simply mean, open your hearts and say, Lord, is there anything? You know, I do that. In the morning, I ask him. Somewhere around noon, then it gets particularly busy, but I come back to him in the evening. Brothers and sisters, I just say, sometimes I tease and I just say, Lord, here I am. I love you. Do you need me right now? I have a lot to do. But believe me, brothers and sisters, God does hear us, and I think he doesn't mind joyfulness. Please, please open your heart to him. And this article from St. Aloysius Gonzaga concludes with this. As the devil continually attacks you by vanity and self-esteem, and as this is the weak side of your soul, weak, W-E-A-K, weak side of your soul, you must the more strenuously and constantly endeavor to resist him, that is the devil, by humility. It's hard. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Don't walk away. Don't say, I don't want to talk to him ever again. Don't do that. Open your heart. He just loves you so much, and he wants to help you. But that means we need to open our hearts to him. You know, brothers and sisters, to be humble is what truth is. It's truth. Don't lie about anything. Speak the truth. If you're in a difficulty, speak it as calmly as you can. And then just let it be for a bit. Maybe somebody needs 2 or 3 days before they're ready to talk to you. That's all right. You want to take a break? We'll talk about this later. But don't get violently angry. Please, just say, I'll pray to God and you pray to God. And then when you want to talk, you just let me know. Something like that. God loves us, and he wants us to become closer to him. And you know, when we do these kinds of things, we're really his servants. We're God's servants. We're God's children. We've got many, many identities in a certain sense. But God is right here with us, and he wants us to come to him with everything. And I just want to encourage you, please, carve out. Start with 15 minutes a day, but please give God time every day to listen, to read the scriptures of the day, to look over the Ten Commandments, or take one of the books of the Bible that you like and read that. Please, brothers and sisters, draw closer and closer to him. And may God bless you abundantly.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.